What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly, and I'm here with my brother Christian, and we're just going to be talking about a few things that he's done and some identity stuff or wherever it goes, wherever God leads it. So I just wanted to talk first about just your experience with volleyball. Like, how was it? Like, this, how has it been these last, 8 years you've been doing it? How's it been just with everything? Like, you mind just sharing your story with volleyball and just how you got into it and how it's been for you?
For sure, yeah. So, yeah, now I'm 25. When I was a senior in high school is when I found it. I played a bunch of different sports, baseball, basketball, and golf, and found volleyball at our homeschool park day, playing with some buddies, and ended up just falling in love with it, thinking that it was a girl's sport at first, but really falling in love with it probably a few days, maybe even every day for a while. I would ride my bike to the park at night to see if anyone else was playing and get in some pickup games, and yeah, never really saw it. In the beginning, it was more just for fun and never really took it so seriously until started playing some tournaments, and the following year, I had a buddy on social media that invited me to live with him in California, which was like the summer of 2014. So 2013 when I graduated. So at the beginning, it was such a fun thing, and it became a lot more serious. And I pursued it and qualified for my first professional tournament, I think when I was 18, maybe 2014. And yeah, there's just a lot of temptations in it, just like any other sport, like having a lot of alcohol around, having a lot of drug use around, a lot of women, a lot of lusting. And yeah, in the beginning, I think it definitely took me away from the Lord, because I started pursuing that and spending a lot more time in that rather than before leaving, being involved with church a lot more and different things. So yeah, my first summer, it kind of was like, it was tough to get used to that lifestyle. It's a very lifestyle, temptations everywhere kind of thing. And so yeah, played it for a few years there, pursued it, kind of fell into some addiction cycles with alcohol for some time, and but ultimately it was, I mean, a great experience. These last few years have been a lot better. I met a mentor that kind of helped me achieve a lot of the goals volleyball wise for sure for some time, but it kind of took me away from my walk with Christ. So I've definitely seen it as being kind of an identity to me and also an idol. I'm trying to like find a good relationship with it, even though I know it's brought me a lot of joy and it's taken me into a lot of cool places. I got to meet a lot of really cool people. A lot of people have told me amazing things about watching me play, that they just see the joy and the happiness I play with the sport. So there's a lot of good things that have come with it too. I've got to sign some autographs, and yeah, I've had a lot of incredible people encourage me throughout the journey, but it's definitely been kind of a rocky road pursuing it, just a lot of temptations there, and yeah, still trying to work through it now. I've been playing for, 7-8 years, and the last 3 years I've kind of made some big strides in the sport and kind of gotten to a pretty solid point in the sport, and kind of now not sure what I want to do with it. I know for a while for me it was like, oh man, it was almost, I felt like a selfish way to pursue something and say, oh, if once I get to this place, now I can share the gospel and show people, rather than like, no, let me have this foundation before I go into the world and go crazy. And so I think that's kind of what I'm going through now, is trying to figure out like where it fits in my life and how I can prioritize the Lord first and foremost, have my identity in Him. And then, yeah, just like not see it as an idol or pursuing it above Christ. And so it's been a crazy journey. Yeah, a lot of highs and lows. I think with athletics, you get like, you're on the mountaintop and you're like playing really good, and then the next tournament you get dropped by a partner and you can't play, and you're just like, oh, like, what is life? And so yeah, I don't know, for some time I know it's definitely been a severe idol and something I've pursued above Christ and other things. So it's been a hard, good journey. Not sure kind of where God has it in my life now, maybe to teach people and just share through that. But right now I'm kind of trying to build that foundation, on a solid rock before I, really pursue it like I have in the past, because I know it's kind of been chasing, think a lot of selfishness and just like my identity in it. Like, nope, I gotta have my identity in the Lord, and I'm just a volleyball player that I get to play once in a while. And so, yeah, I'm kind of figuring out what God has for me in that. I'm very thankful for the years I've gotten to play it and the people I've got to make smile or whatever them get to watch. Or it's been a really cool journey for sure. There's been a lot of really awesome encouragement along the way, but I know it's definitely in the beginning took me away from the Lord and a lot of temptations of the world that I didn't really see being a homeschooled kid until I kind of had that first summer out in California in 2013. And now we are in 2020 pursuing this game for some time, and not sure where it has me. For some time I wanted to pursue the Olympics, but I'm not sure if that's what the Lord leads. So we shall see. But yeah, it's been a crazy journey, that's for sure. I guess that's a little synopsis of where it's kind of brought me to. So
yeah, thanks for listening, peeps.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. That's good, man. That's it sounds like a crazy journey, but it's like I'm so glad God is that you've been pursuing God and that God has been pursuing you, and that like you're putting him number one now and just and all that. Like, I wanted to ask you about being well known in the volleyball community, because I think a lot of people like think fame or like being, you know, well known will make him happy. But could you speak on that a little bit? I know you probably get recognized pretty good in the volleyball community and just pretty well known, and because you have a lot of, you know, followers on Instagram and things like that. Or
yeah, that's been something that I definitely I've struggled with. I mean, it's been from Instagram, I think, after maybe it was my first year when Instagram came out. Maybe it was 2013. But I really went all in on Instagram because I was like, oh, man, if I have a platform here and can kind of be known in the volleyball world in time, it'll pay off and whatever. And so, yeah, I kind of was always like, oh, man, how can I be known? And just like being – I go into all the tournaments. I can't even imagine the times, places that I've traveled, all the times that I've traveled. But, yeah, I've been blessed to even just getting Chipotle. So I'm like, hey, are you that Christian V-ball from Instagram? Like, it's a weird thing, and it's a – I don't know. It's kind of like an – I don't know if it's an – yeah, it's like, it's just like anything else, pursuing something like that or like having that desire to be known and to be like all that fame or whatever. Like, that's just selfishness on us wanting to put ourselves first. And so, yeah, for a lot of time, I've struggled with that. It's like, I think that's where the identity came from, is because everyone's noticed me at volleyball, knows me as this volleyball player. And it's just like, yeah, that's not all who I am. There's a lot more. Volleyball is just a fun sport to play. So, yeah, it's... I just think it can get you wrapped up into a selfish place. Like, oh, I want to be famous because this, or I want people to recognize me because this. And so, yeah, nothing really, any of that stuff, it really doesn't satisfy. And I definitely have pursued it at times. And I don't know if it gives you a dopamine hit or what. You're just like, oh, man, someone recognized me. Like, this is cool. Like, it must do something to you in the inside to be like, oh, yeah, like, look at you go. Like, and just probably, yeah, just strikes the ego. And you're like, yeah, look at me, I'm so... But it's like, if that glory isn't coming back to the Lord and you're just doing it for selfish gain, it's just, another pursuit that ultimately doesn't satisfy anything. It'll satisfy your flesh maybe for time, but it won't satisfy any of the spirit. And you'll, yeah, it's... pursuing that has never... put anybody in a good place. Like, I feel like most people that have become famous because they love what they're doing and just doing it because of that, rather than trying to put yourself out there and be famous, like, they're just probably in such a better place because they haven't spent all that energy trying to be like, oh, like, look at me, like. But yeah, it's been, yeah, I think it's not easy, but it's definitely not worth it. It's just, I don't know why, yeah, I felt like that was something, yeah, it was just a part of my life, I guess. It was a part of the volleyball thing. It really was, like, it was so a part of the volleyball thing to be known in that, to be known as that, to be seen, to be encouraged, and just, yeah, that face.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, that's I haven't you know, met a lot of people that have had an opportunity to be well known in a community like that. So I was just curious about that, and I think you have a lot of insight on that, so I appreciate you sharing that as well. And then I also wanted to talk about your traveling. Like, people always talk to me, like, and are just like, where's your brother? Like, your brother is just like living the life. Like, he's like, travel, like, not as much, lately, but you've traveled so many places, like, seen, been out of the country, been all over US, and just like, and I just wanted to, talk about that a little bit. How was that, and how has that kind of impacted your life?
Yeah. I think it's been incredible. I mean, being able to go to these different countries and meet these different people, and even states, honestly, and just build kind of that community base. I mean, it's fun. It's really fun to travel, and but it can be exhausting too, like over time. I think now I'm feeling the exhaustion over time for so much time. I was like, oh, I'm going to play volleyball. I'm going to do this. Like, I just got to do it. And so, like, I would be taking flights 3 or 4 days a week sometimes, even more than that. And it's just like, I've gotten to see some amazing places, meet some amazing people. It's been such a blessing. I definitely recommend anyone when you get the chance to travel and stuff, for sure do it, because it's definitely a blessing. But yeah, it was just so a part of the volleyball thing, because there's so many tournaments all over the place. I was living in Arizona, and I would have to get to a tournament or practice that day at 3, 4 o'clock. I would fly out 10 in the morning. It only takes me an hour to get to LA, and then I'd have my backpack. I'd be staying at hostels. I'd be trying to get food throughout the day, trying to get all my water, and just like, yeah. I think when I really haven't traveled that much for leisure, to be honest. Like, it's been, I don't know if you'd call it work playing volleyball for some time. I'm like, yeah, it's work, but it's hard work. It is to be an athlete and stuff. But I haven't really, I mean, I've always kind of like, okay, if I'm traveling now, I got to give myself a day to explore the city wherever I'm going. Like, what is it about this place? So I went to Wilmington last week in North Carolina. Like, what is this place? What's this place known for? Like, let me check out and enjoy the travels. But yeah, I don't know, that too. Like, it's great and fun, but it can be exhausting. And yeah, I think a good balance with traveling, getting out when you can, and spending time with good people and meeting people. And yeah, I've slept in a lot of different places, on the beach, on park benches, wherever it takes, and then find a hostel like 10 minutes before they close, and find people that are really willing to let you stay on their couch. And yeah, it's a crazy, crazy journey for sure. It's a lot of fun, but yeah, it just had a lot to do with the volleyball thing, for sure. It's just crazy to think how much bopping around I've done, and just being everywhere. It's such like a nomadic lifestyle, and I don't know, it's so hard to like grow good community and grow good roots when you're just always bopping all over the place. Like, it's like, life's good, I'm bopping all over the place, but like, where's my Bible, and where's my like toothbrush, where's this? Like, you just have one bag, and you're just like, you're not settled and stable. And so yeah, I wish I would have created more stability and roots before I traveled a little bit more, to be honest. I would think, just to be like, no, when I come back, I have a place to go to or whatever. Like, would be nice, So yeah, it's kind of, the nomadic lifestyle can be stressful. It was fun and whatnot, but I definitely think it's hard to grow roots and actual fruits and almost anything. Like, with work, it's pretty hard. Like, you're always on the go, and then you're playing volleyball, so you're trying to stay super in shape, and then you're like, oh, I gotta eat too, and then like, the day's done. Like, especially if you're coming off a plane or a train or a bus or whatever, like, and you have to walk somewhere or whatever. It's just, days go by pretty fast when you're traveling. They really do. So it's like, unless you're really very structured with the way you travel and whatnot, I think it's hard to, I mean, I did really well with volleyball and whatnot, but it was really hard for me to find time for myself, find time with the Lord, find time, especially just bopping all over. It was just like so hard to build that foundation. So, yeah, it's a blessing, but I definitely recommend have a solid foundation before you get to travel. It's super cool, amazing people out there and whatnot to meet and whatnot. But definitely just, yeah, I think somehow find a strategy to find some more stable ground throughout travels, which could be hard.
Definitely. Wow. Yeah. And one more question before we maybe get into some spiritual stuff is, I was just wondering, you've done entrepreneurship ever since you were 13. You started making money, right, online with Cash Crate, and just you started making money at a young age, and you know, you always seemed to be successful at whatever you did as far as entrepreneurship, whether it was, you know, selling your own program, doing the Volivert stuff, and just, you know, you always seemed to be, you know, doing your own thing. And even if you weren't, you were always successful with whatever you're doing. And, you know, I always looked up to you in that regard too. And so I was just curious if you could share some thoughts on that, or, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's crazy to think entrepreneurship, athlete, like, what is this guy doing? What is he taking on? He's taking on way too much. Slow down, guy. What are you thinking? No wonder you can't grow roots and fruits if you're just bopping all over the place. But yeah, starting to make money at 13. I think, honestly, I've been going through this with my counselor a little bit, trying to really figure out, like, where that came from. And, like, for me, it was, yeah, I wanted to be able to have some freedom, and I always was kind of worried about the future a lot of the times. So I was like, oh man, I got to make sure I have money so that I can do this, like, there's so many things I have to do. I'm 13, like, and I don't even I could go get popcorn at Target, like, I have my airsoft gun, like, I shouldn't worry about that stuff. But here's me just sitting on a computer, like, sitting on trying to make money, like, what the heck? Like, searching on Google Answers, Yahoo Answers, like, how can a 13-year-old make money online? And just, like, yeah, it was a crazy journey. I had a first few months made like $300 and like $1,500, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, what is this? And so yeah, I appreciate the, it's been, work has been an interesting part of my life. Like, I typically like work for some time, and then I like to like chill and hang out and like try to just do a little bit here and there. And so I've always had so many different projects and things I've worked on, and I think, yeah, it's really been, for me, I think, like, the money is, like, a security thing, or has been a security thing for me. So I've, like, always wanted to just work really hard so that I could do that. And, like, now I'm realizing it's more, we've talked about it, more, like, impact-driven. So now I'm kind of trying to figure out impact-driven stuff, how I can really impact people rather than make money. But, yeah, it was, it's just, I know I've taken a different path than most people, because everybody's like, dude, you're 13 making money. When you're 15, you started going door to door, or like hitting up random companies saying, hey, I'll build you a website. Like, what the heck is this kid? He's like 15 years old, like, just walking around trying to get mobile website customers. Like, yeah, it's been really cool to realize the possibilities of the internet and to be able to work remotes, because at times I could be, that's how I was able to travel a lot and bop all over the place, because I could make money while I'm on my computer. And so it's definitely been a blessing for volleyball and for traveling and different things. And it's just something I've always, yeah, I don't know if it's in my blood or what, or why I pursued that at such a young age. I think it was just excitement and kind of, okay, I finished my school. Okay, let me focus on stuff that's going to maybe help me on later on in life. And like, just because I've, yeah, we all talk about how we need money. And so I think in the beginning it was just something to pursue, and knew that I could control it, and knew that I could, yeah, just work really hard at it and see the fruits of it. So, yeah, and then, I mean, I've done a lot of, I've worked for other people and I've worked on my own a lot. So it's been nice to kind of see both sides of it and understand it from a self-employed perspective, and then also it being employed and working with other people and stuff. So, yeah, I think for me, it's just been cool to be able to get a lot of different experiences in a lot of different areas, and just to grow my skill base to know, like, in the future, like, yeah, I feel like God's preparing me in these, a lot of different ways to learn all these other things for something in the future. And so it's definitely been cool. But I think money's definitely been another idol in my life that I'm learning to lay down and try to become more of a steward of it, and to not pursue it specifically as much, which is, yeah, it's hard just because I think I've been wired like that since I was 13, pursuing it. That's half my life, 12 years ago. Yeah, 25. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm doing like a nice little dissection of the Bible here soon on just like what verses say about the money. And I think 1 Timothy 4:12 is one of the best verses that I wrote on my note card, and I try to remind myself of it. It's like a real, there's probably, it's, I think I have probably like six of the verses on there, but it's talking about like the love of money and how we need to be givers of like things and good things rather than trying to make money so that we can have materialistic things. And so, yeah, I'm going to do a dive into kind of money and what the Bible says about money, because I know it's probably hasn't been the healthiest relationship in my life, but it's been a blessing in a lot of different ways too, to give me the flexibility to be able to work from my laptop and learn those things. So not sure what it'll take me in the future, but entrepreneurship is fun because you can kind of, yeah, control it a little bit more, and there's more freedom in that. And yeah, 9-to-5 jobs are pretty tough to do, which I'm currently doing and have been doing for the last 3 months or so. So yeah, it's I definitely want to get back into the entrepreneurship stuff, but I've definitely been in and out of it for the last 12 years. It's been a fun journey. Always got something going on, side hustles or whatever.
Yeah, that's one thing that kind of like what we've talked about all so far. One thing I noticed is money hasn't been something that has ever really seemed like hold you back as far as to do what you wanted to do. Like, you've always been able to like seem like pursue the things you wanted to do, which is amazing. Like, because most people I talk to are, you know, they'll be like, I'd be like, you know, if you were to have like your bills paid for, like, what would you do? And then they're always like travel, or like they would just say travel, and but they really don't know what they want to do. They don't with their time, because they just have worked so much, and they're just like, yeah, they just have to work for money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's crazy that you've kind of, that's super cool. You've had kind of an opportunity for money to not really be an object in your life, because you've had, yeah, I mean, you've still worked hard for your money, but it's just like, you know, you've had that freedom to be able to travel, to be able to play beach volleyball, and then to, you know, to do whatever. That's pretty, yeah, pretty that's dope.
Cool. For sure, super dope.
And then, but yeah, like you said, I'm glad you're taking a dive into how money can be an idol and just your relationship with money. I'm super, it's super cool to hear that. And so my last question, is just like, you know, how has, you know, your experience with, you know, traveling, volleyball, and money, like, how has that related to God? And you, every time you related it back to God, which I loved, like, pretty much. But like, you mind sharing just kind of, I guess, your testimony with how God's changed your life as far as your identity and with volleyball and traveling, and just from now being, you know, in a community, you know, pursuing the Lord, staying connected, and, you know, it's, and memorizing scripture and all that. It's just awesome to see.
Yeah, I think for me, honestly, it's been a journey of these last 7 years or so, pursuing what I thought I wanted and what I thought was going to make me happy, what I thought was going to, you know, it was all like I, and it's like all good, and it's all been really amazing. But I think, yeah, it just like God has brought me to a point of like, okay, you need to almost restructure all your priorities, because you've put all these things in front of me. And so, yeah, the kind of last 3 months or so of like setting down volleyball, that mentor that I had kind of broke off a relationship, but it was a very good reason to break off the relationship, and I'm thankful for that. Yeah, it's kind of just been like, Lord, I need to really just die to myself every single day, and I need to find out what you have for me. And like, I've just tried to do these things, and I don't know, it just seems so selfish, it seems so chasing the wind, and it seems so, yeah, I don't know, now it does, but for a time when I just set it down, it like broke me down, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm in this place of suffering, like, I feel like I need all these things of the world, but that in that time, I need to pursue the Lord. The Lord, like, wants me to have that broken heart, and he meets me there, and he can heal me there. And so, Just for me, it's been, I've just almost lived this fairy tale life of like pleasure constantly. I'm going to play volleyball. I'm going to travel. I'm going to do this. I'm going. And so it's almost been just like, okay, Christian, like this pleasure and stuff is so much of the world. And why are you doing this? And so he kind of, I don't know, revealed to me and convicted me in a lot of ways how my heart's been hardened and my heart's been calloused and my heart's been kind of messed up. And I've kind of only used God as just like a part of my life, not my whole life. And so, yeah, it's been an amazing 3 months pursuing the Lord. I've got a long way to go. And every day, if I can just get a little bit better, closer to Him and pursuing Him and die to myself every single day, it's good. Because, yeah, I just think I've seeked pleasure in so many ways, and I've never seeked pleasure specifically from Him and then flow out from there rivers and into everything else that He wants me to do and whatever. So, yeah, I've been kind of going all in on it. People at groups are like, dude, don't you go to like 2 groups a night? I'm like, sometimes I do. Like, I need this community and I need to be around people and I need to be fattened by the Spirit. And I've gone my own way for the last 7 or so years. And, yeah, look where it got you. And just like, yeah, God's looking after the heart. So I really am just, yeah, sitting in this suffering of not having the things that I've pursued and had for the time. I mean, money and things, and I'm not traveling nearly as much for my own selfish reasons. I'm doing them selflessly for other reasons currently, or trying to. So I'm, yeah, just trying to kind of get out of that life of pleasure and more of being okay with the suffering and feeling the feelings and yeah, just really seeing what God has for me rather than what I think I have for myself. And so it's been an eye-opening experience, and I'm thankful for the Lord breaking me down to the point that He's breaking me down to. And I mean, gotta be thankful for that and know that life is but a very small part of this whole thing. God's already putting it in His book how He knows the beginning and the end and how it all works out. And so we're only here for, well, I'm 25, so hopefully I can live till I'm 100. So yeah, a good 75 years left, hopefully. And in reality, if we can just ultimately live for Him and spend eternity with Him, that's really all that matters, and bring people closer to Him. So yeah, I'm in this place of just really wanting to die to myself and be like, Lord, I've tried this so much on my own. Like, let's just lock arms and let me do Your will and whatever that looks like. And so, yeah, pleasure to suffering, which is like, ah, this hurts. What the heck? Like, my life has been so much pleasure. I get to live on the beach. I get to live here. I get to fly over to Rome. I get to go to Germany. I go to Tenerife, Spain. Like, yeah, it's just been so much pleasure in a lot of different ways. And it's been, yeah, hasn't got me to any amazing places, really. Comfortability and money and like getting all these experiences, yeah, but and maybe bringing some people to the Lord along the way, who knows. I've had a lot of cool talks with people with volleyball and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. It's a good place to be though, because I'm just putting the Lord first and seeing what He has for me and trying to get rid of that desire for pleasure. And so yeah.
Definitely, aren't we all? That's like, man, yeah. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but yet loses his soul? So I'm super, like, you've had, like you said, you've had so much pleasure in your life, so much traveling, so much, you know, freedom to play volleyball. But I'm super glad God's just softened your heart and humbled you, and it's amazing to see that. It truly is. It's a miracle. It truly is like a miracle. Just, man, just dying to yourself, like you said, that's amazing. Well, I really appreciate your time, and thanks so much for sharing, man.
For sure. Nux. Anytime. Yeah. Heck yeah.
God bless, guys. Thank you so much for watching or listening. be sure to subscribe to the podcast and also share it with a few friends if you don't mind, guys. I'd really appreciate it. And God bless. Thank you.